Welcome to the teaching ministry of the Warehouse Foursquare Church in Astatula, Florida. Here at the Warehouse, we believe that the Word of God is much more than just information. It's been given to us for transformation. So take the next few moments as you listen to this message and receive what God has for you today. I got a question for you. Have you ever had to be reminded of something?
Yes.
What are you laughing about? I'm assuming that you've had to be reminded of something at some point in your life, huh? I mean, you know that what the answer is. I mean, it's rattling around in there somewhere. You know it's in there, right? But to get it out in that very moment is a little bit difficult. Life sometimes and things and responsibilities and the day-to-day sometimes can push the answer way back, even though you know what the answer is. And you find yourself just needing a friendly reminder. Well, that's what I want to do today. As you turn in your Bibles to Revelation, I want to take some time today and next week to be that friendly reminder. And what I want to do is I want to simply remind you of who Jesus is. Now, don't take me wrong, because there again, I know it's in there and I know that you're well aware of who he is. But just in case you might meet somebody this week who doesn't know who Jesus is, or maybe in the off chance that you might be facing something today, or you may be facing something tomorrow that you have no idea is headed down the pike, and yet here it is. I want to remind you today of your answer for tomorrow, for the situation that you might be in today. I'm not talking about one of many answers, but I'm talking about the answer, and that's Jesus Christ. Do you know there's not one situation in this earth today that he cannot fix? Amen, that he is not the answer for. And so I want to remind us just for a few moments today of who Jesus is. So I've entitled this two-part message, He Is. He is. In our society, Jesus is a lot of things to a lot of people. There's a lot of confusion that surrounds who Jesus is. There's a lot of misconception about Jesus. And if we're going to be honest with each other today, and I would say that church is probably a good place to be honest. If we're going to be honest with each other, I think that we would admit that there have been times, even in our own Christian experience, where our faith has been shaken. And we even find ourselves asking questions like, where is God? Does he really see me? Does he really care? Yes, we know the answer, but sometimes those answers kind of get pushed back just a little bit. And we need to be a little bit of a reminder. Amen. We need a little bit of prompting. And so in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8, John is on this Isle of Patmos, and he's been exiled there for preaching the gospel. And so what's cool about it, he's mid-90s, they say. And so what's cool about it is, even though he would consider to be today an old fella, and he's basically way out in the middle of somewhere, you know, being exiled, you'd think he'd be kind of down on himself. But the Bible says that he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Wow. He was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And during that time, the Bible says that he received this tremendous revelation of the end times. During that revelation, the Bible says that God himself spoke to him. And here's what he said, Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8. He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God, who is. And so the first thing I'd like to remind you today of this simple thought is this, is that he is now. He is now. You say, well, why should I be reminded of this? Well, where I come from, there's this stuff called snow. Some of you maybe have never experienced snow. You look at snow and you think, wow, that is beautiful in pictures, and it is. It's beautiful on Christmas cards. It's romantic in Lifetime movies. But this stuff is evil. It invades your space sometimes feet at a time. It's freezing cold. It can cause whiteout conditions where you can't even see 10 feet in front of you. I mean, it takes driving to a whole nother level. This stuff called snow. If you've never experienced snow, then go home today after church. Empty everything out of your freezer and stick your head in there for about an hour. And you'll experience the joy of snow. Well, what does that have to do with Jesus being in the now? Well, in my lifetime and in my experience with this stuff called snow, there's been many times where I've gotten my vehicle stuck in it. There's been a lot of times where I've needed heat because of the freezing cold of that snow. There's been many a time when I've needed protection from the snow. I remember one time Kelly was taking piano lessons. We was on the way back from that piano lesson, and there was just a light dusting, if you will, and in a certain portion of the road where we was headed back home, there's this stuff that's called black ice. So all of a sudden, we're going along minding our own business. Next thing you know, all of a sudden, the car just starts to go like this. And I'm thinking, uh-oh. Because there's woods on the left, and there's a swamp on the right. And so as we're going this way, we get right to the ditch. Next thing you know, boom, like a bumper car. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, boom, and we start heading over the other. And I'm doing everything I know to do to control the car because my family's in it. And as we're headed on the other side towards now the swamp, we hit that ditch and boom, we bounce right back out, and then the car just kind of settled back in and we made it okay. You see, in that moment, I needed protection. Amen. And God was faithful. And so here's the deal. You see, though I've had someone come along, I remember one time I was plowing out my brother-in-law's yard. We borrow a plow, and I got stuck at the end of his driveway, and I'm thinking, why in the world did I come over here? You know, just out of the goodness of my heart, right? You know, and I'm rehearsing all this stuff as cars are driving by. But then there was one old boy, he stopped and he helped and he pulled me out. And man, that was fantastic. And I was extremely grateful for that. But unfortunately, as time went on, I got stuck again. And while I was grateful for that fella back then, I needed help now. The furnace may have warmed the house yesterday, and I'm so grateful for that. But today, Lord, I need some help. I need some heat. Though I was protected from the snow in that time, all of a sudden I found myself again drifting in the car. Something's going on. And in that moment is when, yes, I was grateful for the other time, but I need help. I need protection now. And so though Jesus exists in the eternal past and he exists in the eternal future, and my mind can't even comprehend, I'll be honest with you, I can't even comprehend the depth of that truth. And yet here's what I do know. I need him now, right now in my life. I need him right now in my situation. And guess what? That's right where he is. He is right here and he is right now. Can I remind you today that God, Jesus himself, is in your now. Like the old hymn declares, he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me that I'm his own. In other words, he is in my situation right now. He's in your situation right now. He's in your challenge. Whatever you're facing, he is walking with you and he is helping you even right now. Jesus himself reassured us of this in Matthew 28 and 20 when he said, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. Listen to this. The Bible declares in Hebrews 13 and 5, God himself says it like this, never will I leave you. Think about that for just a minute. never will I leave you, and never will I forsake you. So the writer says this so we can say with confidence, the Lord is right now. The Lord is right now in my moment. Right now, in this very moment, He is my helper. So I will not be afraid. Let me remind you this morning that Jesus is right now. Yes, He was in the past, and we're grateful for that. Yes, He's awaiting us in our future, and we're grateful for that. But I'm so glad that He is in my now. Amen. He is with me. That's good news. Because not only is He in my now, but He is able. Amen. Jesus is able. I don't know about you, but I've been asked by a lot of people, what is Jesus able to do? Has anyone ever asked you that? What is this Jesus you're talking about? What is He actually able to do? Listen to this, Ephesians 3 and 20. Our God, Jesus Christ, is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or we can imagine, according to that power that is at work within us. God Himself, He said it to Jeremiah as Jeremiah was facing great trial. He said, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? Question, is there anything too hard for you? Have you found something yet that is a little bit too hard for you? How about getting up out of bed this morning? It was kind of hard after the week you've had. That was a little bit hard for some. Yeah, we face sometimes difficulties that are too hard for us. But do you know God has never faced a problem that He can't solve? Do you know God's never faced an enemy that He can't conquer? Isn't it amazing? I know sometimes it's hard for us to comprehend because of our own limitations, but there is nothing that's too hard for God. The Bible speaks of some of those things that God is able to do, and I want to give you just a few of those examples and bring them back to your remembrance today. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25, the Bible says, therefore, He, speaking of Jesus, is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through Him, because He always lives to intercede for them. Question, who are you believing God for to rescue today? You don't have to say it out loud, but in your mind, who is that person that you are praying for and that you're believing God to rescue out of their situation? Whatever you do, I want to encourage you not to give up. And don't give in, because if they're still breathing, there's still hope. God is able. You know, they may be acting like the fool right now. They may be running as far away from God as they possibly can. Even right now, as you think about their situation, and you're thinking, boy, they are just so far away from God. But the Bible says that our God is mighty to save. As I was praying yesterday, and as I was going through this, I believe the Lord laid upon my heart to share with you today. I tell you, this is a word from the Lord for you. Your prayers are being heard by the very One who is able to save to the uttermost. How about this one? We read it all the time. It's a very familiar portion of Scripture, 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. God is able to generously bless you so that you'll have all that you need and more than enough for every good cause. I'd like for you to remember this. If you're taking notes, write this down. God is a giver. And the Bible says that there's no good thing that He'll withhold from you as you pursue His will. Now, you may be in a situation today where you may not be seeing the fulfillment of this scripture in your life. Can I give you just a couple of thoughts to meditate upon and ask the Lord for wisdom concerning this particular matter? First of all, if you feel as though your needs aren't being met, you may be confusing want for need. Only you and God can define want and need. It's not up to me to define what your need is. That's between you and God. But there's times where we may be confusing wants for need. There also may be times when we believe that there's something that we need, a specific thing. But God knows that if we have it, it'll do us harm. Have you ever been there before? You wanted something and you wanted it so bad because you felt you needed it. And then the second you got it, all of a sudden things begin to harm you. That thing begin to, it was almost like radiation. You know what I mean? As long as it was in the box away from you, it was fine. But the second that box opened, oh no, things begin to happen. The Lord knows what we need before we even ask, the Bible says. And He is a faithful giver. And so you may ask the Lord for wisdom, and He'll help you to correctly define want and need. And will help you to see those things that could possibly bring harm into your life. Secondly, if you feel as though you don't have to give into every good work, you may be confusing what you think you should give with what God wants you to give. You may see someone in need but not have money to give, and so you walk on by. Is it possible that it's not money that God wants you to give in that moment, but there's something He wants you to give to that person in that very moment? Maybe you could give them just a little bit of your time. The last few weeks I've had my brothers, one just this morning, stop everything that they were doing and call me and say, "Matt, how are you doing? How are you doing?" You may not have a lot of money to give, but you have time that you can give. Maybe in your situation, you may have wisdom that the Lord has given to you in a certain matter, something that you went through, and the Lord helped you through it, and He wants you to help them through it. And so you can give them wisdom, maybe a word from the Lord, maybe a fresh perspective. Maybe you could give them hope for tomorrow, and there will be no exchange of money or goods of any way, shape, or form. And yet that time that you spend with them, even if it's 30 seconds, you give them hope. God is able to help you to be generous in hope, generous with His word to give, generous with the gifts of God flowing through you to be a blessing to someone. And so what I'd like for you to do is don't be led by your own assumption, but be led by the Spirit, and let God direct you in your giving into every good work. So Jesus, He is now, and He is able, and I'm so glad that He is willing. I don't know about you, but I've had many people in my life who were willing to help but not able. I've also had many people in my life who were able to help but not willing. And while the second scenario, at least for me, is a lot more frustrating than the first one, the results are the same. In capital letters, no help. But I am so glad that Jesus is both able and willing. God spoke to Isaiah, and it's recorded in Isaiah 41 and 10. Here's what He said: "Fear not, for I am with you." There He is. He is in the now. And I am willing to strengthen you. He said, "I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." There again, I know you know this, but sometimes we need just a little bit of a reminder, a little bit of a prompting, if you will, in our situation to help us remember the truths that are way deep down inside of us, but life has pressed in just a little bit. I'd like to finish today with this beautiful story in Luke chapter 5. Jesus had been ministering throughout the area, and He came into one certain town. And in verse 12, the Bible says, while Jesus was in one of these towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. Now, what we have to remember, the protocol was that those who had leprosy was supposed to let people know that they were unclean, and they were supposed to stay away from people. They weren't supposed to be just all mixed up in all the crowd. They were supposed to stay away until they were either healed or pronounced clean. And so this fella had a severe case of leprosy. He was completely covered, the Bible says. But notice what he did when he saw Jesus. When he saw Jesus, he fell face down and begged him. And he asked him a very interesting question. He said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me." It's an interesting statement because apparently he had heard about Jesus. And he may have even witnessed some of the miracles that Jesus had done. Maybe even some of his own family had been healed by Jesus. And so he knew that Jesus was able. But he asked him, "Are you willing?" Question: have you ever found yourself in a place where, like this man with leprosy, you knew God was able, but was he willing? Maybe there's a certain sin in your life. It just seems like when you find yourself in a particular situation, it just, the Bible says, easily besets us. Maybe you might be sitting here today and you know God is able, but is he willing because of my past and the things I did? You might be here today and find yourself thinking, yeah, he's able to, but is he really willing to use someone as unworthy as me? Listen to this response of Jesus on that day. Verse 13, Jesus reached out his hand and he actually touched the man covered in leprosy. Imagine the shock in that moment, not only of the crowd round about him, but of the man covered with leprosy who is begging for help, questioning in his mind, is the Lord willing to help? Will you help me? Jesus reached out his hand and he touched the man, and this is what he said. He said, "I am willing. I am willing." Not only was Jesus able, but he was willing. And he said to the man, "Be clean." And immediately the leprosy left his body. Be encouraged today. Jesus is able, and he is not only able, but he is more than willing to forgive you of sin, to wash you clean, and to help you through. He's able to use you, but also he's willing in spite of your past. I tell you what, that's one of the great tricks of the enemy, is to disqualify us because of our past. But it's not up to him, it's up to Jesus. And he will use you. He's able and willing to heal your broken body, your broken heart. He's able and willing to let grace abound to you so that in every way and in every place you can be a blessing. And so I would encourage you this week when life seems to be pressing in, remember this simple message today, that our God, Jesus Christ, he is with you every step of the way. And do you know what? He's more than able and he's more than willing to bless you and to help you and to use you to help others. So step out in faith in Jesus' name.
Hey, just wanted to say thanks for listening to the message today. If you'd like more teaching or information about The Warehouse, you can go to our website at twfcastatula.org. If you've never asked Jesus into your heart, pray this simple prayer with me. Dear God in heaven, forgive me for my sins. Come into my heart. I accept Jesus as my Savior. Amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to say welcome to the family of God. And make sure you go to our website, get our contact info, and email us or call us. We want to send you a Bible, some information about your new life in Christ, and what you need to do next. We also want to help you find a church where you can get plugged into and grow in Christ. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you, and may he give you his peace.